Hello and welcome to Sangam Lit. This is Nandini Karke, and in this episode we observe the effect of the changing season on nature as portrayed in Sangam literary work Kurundogai 183, penned by Avvayar. Set in the forest regions of Mullai, the verse speaks in the voice of the lady to the confidant in response to the confidant's worry about the ability of the lady to bear with the man's parting. சென்ற நாட்ட கொன்றயம் பசுவி நம்போல் பசக்கும் காலை தம்போல் சிறுதலை பிணையின் தீர்ந்த நெறிகோட்டு இரலை மானையும் காண்பர்கொள் நமரே புல்லின் காயா பூக்கெழு பெருஞ்சினை மென்மையில் எருத்தின் தோன்றும் புன்புல வைப்பிற்கானத்தானே. The verse details multiple aspects of how plant and animal life respond to seasonal changes. In the opening words, Sendra Natta Kondre, meaning the golden shower tree in the land he went to, we glimpse at the first of these elements. Pasuvi Nampol Pasakkum Kale, meaning when the fresh flower spreads with pallor just like us, projects the emotions of humans on a bloom. Animal life makes its presence felt in Sirudalai Pinai, meaning small-headed female, and Nerigottu Iralai Manayum, meaning the male deer with twisted antlers. From these animal references, the focus falls once again on a plant in Pullen Kaya, meaning a dull ironwood tree. An exquisite sight greets us in Menmayil Yeruthin Thondrum, meaning appears like a peacock's soft neck. Ending with the words Punpula Vaipir Kanatani, meaning in the jungles near the dryland, the verse welcomes us to explore the landscape. Flowers of many hues, deers and peacocks frolic in this verse. The context reveals that the man and lady were leading a married life when the man departed on a mission. In his absence, the lady languished, and observing this, the confidant expresses words of worry about how the lady will bear with his parting. To her friend, the lady says, in the land he departed to, at the time when fresh flowers of the Kondre will be covered in pallor of pining, as I am, will my man see a male deer with winding antlers separated from its small-headed mate as he is? Will this happen in the jungles near the drylands, where the listless kaya tree transforms with many a flower-brimming huge branch that appear like a peacock's soft neck? With these words, the lady expresses her belief that the man will find his way back to her soon. What gives the lady such confidence? Let's follow her words closely to find out. She transports us to the land which the man is traversing in his journey. And here she points in particular to a golden shower tree which is in full bloom in the rainy season. This sight she compares to how pallor is spreading on her skin, which tells us that losing the sheen of their dark skin and becoming pale or even golden was not a welcome happening. This change to fair skin was considered a symptom of disease. When you consider the modern obsession with fair skin prevalent in Tamil circles today, indeed, times have changed since the Sangam era. Returning, the lady has mentioned this blooming of golden shower tree to indicate it's the season of rains, and she asks whether at this time there is any possibility of the man seeing a male deer separated from its female just the way he is separated from the lady. This is a rhetorical question, and she means no, he won't. It's the season of togetherness, and the man is sure to come across sights with male and female deers cuddling each other, the lady implies. In the first reference to the golden shower tree, the lady revealed the when. The where is revealed by the next reference to the ironwood tree, which was recently looking listless, but now suddenly its flowers have bloomed, making its branch appear like a peacock's neck in the jungles near the drylands where the man was walking. On searching more about this tree and its flowers, I learnt about its unique purple-blue flowers, which incidentally have the same shape of the coronavirus. also learned that the tree blooms just once or twice a year and just then makes its own branches and its surroundings glow with the fluorescence of its hues. And it's the colors in the sight the lady precisely equates to the shades on a peacock's neck. Now we understand that the lady has mentioned these different sights to say that the man too will be seeing these changes around him, and his heart would no doubt turn homeward to the lady, making him hurry back to her. At the core of this verse is the lady's faith that the man too will feel what she feels within. Transforming that trust into an object, the lady wraps it in the brilliant golden and purple hues of nature, decorating it with images of deers in love, and hands over this picturesque gift for generations to savor. Thanks for listening to this episode of Sangam Lit and journeying with me to ancient lands and minds. Please visit nandinikarki.com to share your thoughts and do spread the word about Sangam Lit. Until next time, Nandri Vanakkam.